Bitcoin prices are rallying back into the weekend despite Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine. Yahoo Finance crypto reporter David Hollerith is here with an interesting story he is tracking. So, Davis, walk us through this. Crypto donations appear to be flowing into Ukraine, correct?
That's right, Brian. Crypto assets in the last 2 days have been flowing to the Ukraine at a surging rate. We've seen about $4 million in crypto assets go to NGOs and other sort of volunteer groups. And the idea is that it will eventually make its way to the military, to the Ukrainian military, to sort of pay for medical supplies, sort of support kind of things like that. But the real interesting thing here is that the Ukrainian military cannot directly accept cryptocurrency payments right now. So there's a little bit of a sort of change that needs to happen at a legislative level. We'll see how quickly that is. Ukraine has sort of been pushing to adopt cryptocurrency more broadly. But the donations have been coming actually since back in August. But they were coming in a much smaller amounts. And the last 2 days, it significantly ramped up. And this is being tracked by at a live rate by the blockchain analysis company Elliptic.
Very interesting. I'm going to take that's a fascinating story. I'm going to take a little bit of a hard turn to another interesting story, David, in the cryptoverse that caught my attention yesterday. And that's Senator Ted Cruz apparently giving a pretty fiery speech in support of crypto at the CPAC conference. And that seemed to be causing some waves in the crypto community. Can you tell us about that?
Well, one thing I can say is that, we've seen a ton of politicians sort of adopt cryptocurrency as a pretty important issue on their platform, especially as they sort of move towards re-election or something like that. Whenever this is seen, it's mostly been by Republican candidates as opposed to the Democrat side. And that doesn't mean necessarily that Democratic candidates aren't interested in it, but we're seeing more on the Republican side. And sort of, I think that might have to do with sort of who the critics and proponents have been in Congress and sort of the loudest voices, if you will. But Senator Cruz has come in with some pretty interesting language yesterday, just sort of out of hearsay. You know, a lot of people sort of talk about who is like a good representative for Bitcoin or cryptocurrency in terms of like, you know, helping it sort of reach more acceptance by sort of mainstream investors. And there's been plenty of talk around that. And I think that the one thing about something like Bitcoin is that it's completely decentralized. So when you do see somebody, a politician coming on and sort of taking it and promoting it, you know, it has very little to do with what the technology actually, you know, fundamentally what it represents, because, you know, no one sort of, it doesn't have a political opinion, if that makes sense.
Indeed it does. David Hollerith, thanks so much.